Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Good morning, everybody. Zach Jones along with you here. Derek Kramer does have the week off, and you're listening to the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram, your home field advantage for trusted service and unbeatable prices. The Buffalo Bills do fall to 7-4 on the season, a 23-19 loss to the Houston Texans on Thursday Night Football, and it was about as ugly as you could imagine. Josh Allen takes 12 hits, 8 sacks, a new career high for him, and it just never got off the ground. Another road performance by the Bills that ultimately looked incredibly lifeless, especially on offense. The defense has its struggles. We know that. That's not really changing. But ultimately, they give up just 3 points in the second half. The Bills, though, can only muster 3 points in the second half. They are a rough unit when they cannot get going, flat out. When they are unable to get going, they are flat and arguably a bad unit. James Cook even had a long touchdown run today and had 116 yards. It didn't really matter. I mean, I mentioned it there. 8 sacks on Josh Allen. Just a bad, bad performance by this team. They had a chance there to win it at the end. They didn't really deserve the game at all. And to be perfectly honest with all of you, my tone would probably sound the exact same even if they had won to move to 8-3. This is not a good football team at the moment, and honestly probably won't be for the rest of the year. They picked up more injuries. Terrell Bernard left the game today. It looked like he's probably going to be out for the season. He had his arm in a sling, and it looked bad at the time. Max Harrison goes into concussion protocol, although McDermott did say in the post-game press conference that he's not 100% sure on that one. He didn't get official word from the trainer, but he never came back to the game. Allen took a beating today. There was one of his sacks early on that we all kind of were sitting there, you know, kind of waiting to see what was going to happen. Benford picks up an injury as well. He was able to go back in. Spencer Brown, a shoulder injury. I don't think he was able to go back in towards the end of the game. Ryan Vandermark ended up starting at right tackle there for the end of the contest. Just all in all, a bad, bad, bad performance by this Bills team. They go up against a backup quarterback in Davis Mills, who, by the way, didn't play particularly well. Started the game off, 1-for-7 or 2-for-8? You know, early on, it felt like a disastrous decision by Houston whenever they decided not to run the ball. And just the defense in the first half was atrocious. They were a terrible unit early in this game. They somewhat figured out. The offense, though, can't. And it's just, this has been the story of this year. They are not able to replicate really the perfect run they had last year. It didn't matter that in many statistical categories, the Bills weren't great last year. They were really good in field position, they were really good in takeaways, and they were really good in turnover differential. And that allowed them to win games they really shouldn't have, that allowed them to dominate games maybe they shouldn't have. And they're unable to do that this year. Three turnovers again, three straight weeks with that. They beat Tampa. They could not beat Miami or Houston tonight. And just, you know, where do you go now from here with this organization, with this team? Last year was supposed to be the sort of retool year, kind of figuring out the kinks in the second era, you know, what have you, with Josh Allen. And after getting the 2 seed, 13-4, here we go. We're off to the races. And it's been a bit of a nightmare, really, from the word go. They picked up injuries throughout the run. It's not really an excuse. Everybody picks up injuries, but it should be said. And it's just, for me, where I'm at after this game, and I was saying this a lot on the Extra Point Show this week, of just, you got to win this game. If they can win this game, go to 8-3, maybe they can go on a run here. Maybe they can stay alive. You got Philadelphia, you got New England, but those might be the toughest games, especially if you could get past this Houston defense on a short week. And they were just flat out unable to. And now you do have to start questioning everything going forward. We're late enough in the season, I think, that we can do that. They are 7-4. I think they're like an 87% chance to make the playoffs, but I don't really think many of us are that concerned about that. Because ultimately, we've been there and done that with the playoffs, hosting playoff games, winning the wild card round, and then eventually losing in the divisional round or the AFC championship. This team is looking for a Super Bowl appearance, a Super Bowl championship. And this group just simply does not feel like the team to do it. They just don't. It's the shame of it. They just don't feel like the team that is going to get it done. Could be wrong. But right now, really, since the bye, they're 2-2 since the bye, with two pretty good wins. Kansas City is still maybe their best performance of the year, and then an emphatic 40-9 win over Carolina. But sandwiched together in those is a really demoralizing loss to Miami that, you know, they finally got you, and they did it in dominant fashion. And then tonight, where it's close, but man, if C.J. Stroud plays this game, it's not a close game. There was plays to be had early in this one that Davis Mills just simply couldn't. The Bills got no pressure on Mills at all. They really haven't been able to get any pressure on any quarterback since Michael Hoyt got hurt. It does not feel like the team that's going to get it done. It just doesn't. 803-0550, the number to call. I Am the Quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. I mentioned Josh Allen, 8 sacks tonight, a new career high, 24 for 34, 253 yards, 2 picks. Again, it's 3 turnovers. Again, Khalil Shakir also had a fumble. They are turning the ball over at a higher rate. Josh Allen is taking sacks at a higher rate than they did last year, and it is proving to be their undoing. This team is a struggle to watch on the road, and now in 10 days they're going to be on the road in Pittsburgh. Let's be honest at this point now with this Bills team. Who in the AFC playoff picture can you say they're definitively better than? Houston's not even in the playoff picture yet. Jacksonville still holds that last spot. But Houston just beat them. Pittsburgh, as I mentioned, we'll see. Pittsburgh on their day can beat anybody. Pittsburgh on a bad day looks like garbage. Are the Bills really that different? On their day, they look awesome. And you look at this, and you look at the betting lines, and you're like, yeah, Bills, favored to win the AFC, favored to represent them in the Super Bowl. And then on their worst days, you've got like this in Miami, where they look like they shouldn't even be a playoff team. And that's the thing. I mean, they really don't look like they should be a playoff team right now. The Kansas City win is great. The Carolina win is great. But if we're being honest, Miami and today feel much more like the actual team. Should also mention Tampa Bay. But Tampa Bay themselves have been really struggling as of late. And they're about to take on the Rams, too. Like, they have no reprieve. And even there, three turnovers, the game is really close. Sean Tucker has a career performance. It has just not been a good run of form at all for the Bills. And, look, they can turn around. Yes, they have been in worse situations before. 6-6 2 years ago. They go 11-6. They turn it completely around. Win a playoff game, what have you, win the division. The division feels completely lost at this point. And the way this team plays on the road, I think it's gonna be, you're going to be hard-pressed, I think, to find a Bills fan who's going to be, you know, banging the drum for this team to go on a run with three games on the road in the playoffs to make a Super Bowl run. I just don't see it. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's get to your calls and get connected to our fans. When we do that, is powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And let's start off this morning, really, with Michael on the line. Michael, how we doing?
Hey, how you doing, Zach?
Doing well, doing well.
I appreciate your insight. I love you guys at WGR, big time. I'm over here in Clinton Babcock area in the heart of Buffalo. I got my Buffalo Bills tree up with Josh Allen jumping over here. I have to question the thought on not getting rid of Joe Brady halfway through the season. We got rid of Dorsey halfway through the season 3 years ago, and it was a positive move. So for anybody to say that that wouldn't be a positive move at this point, I think that they're not talking in the right sense. Josh Allen was getting killed out there tonight. Why didn't we put mass protection out there for him? Why didn't we keep two tight ends in there, a running back in the backfield, and then run offense that way? I don't understand. He was getting killed. We could have lost our quarterback for the season. I appreciate you, and I would like to hear your insight on that.
Michael, thanks for the call, man. Yeah, that was very frustrating to watch. I mean, Allen took some of the blame for it, and he should. Sacks, in many aspects, are a quarterback stat. But they're also dealing with offensive line problems. Spencer Brown picks up a shoulder injury. He's battling through that. Yeah, you needed to bring more protection because the Texans were dominating you with four guys. I mean, that's really what it was. They were sending four and having absolutely zero issue getting to Allen. And it is the guys that you'd expect. Will Anderson, 2.5 sacks. Danielle Hunter, 2 sacks. They're the guys that lead the way for Houston, and they did exactly what they've been doing all year. Now, in terms of firing Joe Brady midseason, you're right. When they fired Ken Dorsey, it actually did work for them. They elevated Joe Brady, and he was able to make it work with what they had. You know, you got to wonder, did the Tampa Bay game in some ways save him? In some ways save many of them. I think it may have. I don't know what the Bills will do in terms of the front office and the coaching staff, what have you. I almost don't mind whatever they do in season. I just don't think this is the group to get it done. I think they do have to rethink a lot of stuff and get back to the drawing board. Their defense is small and are injury prone, and they've got a lot of old guys that got old fast, Matt Milano and Taron Johnson in particular, that just are not able to go like they used to. Both all-pro talents, no longer. Defensive line, they've got to get better there. The shining bright spot in the defense is Cole Bishop. And I don't want to be totally negative tonight. Cole Bishop was phenomenal. He has risen out of nowhere. And that should be commended, both for the coaching staff and for Bishop himself and for Bean for making the pick. He went from, man, what are we doing here? They're going to need two safeties, what have you, too. He is a bright spot. He is hitting everyone. He is playing with confidence. He is reading the field incredibly well. After that, it's pretty much a huge question mark on defense. And this is following the offseason where they spent a lot of their resources on that side of the ball. Injuries have absolutely played a role in that. No doubt about it. But we've talked about it endlessly this year of guys that had big-time extensions not living up to them. Terrell Bernard's one of them. He picked up an injury. We'll see if he plays again this year. Greg Rousseau, many games, is a complete afterthought. Christian Benford starting to come around, but he picked up an injury as well. And he has not had the most successful year. They are a tough group to watch defensively. And on offense, you do bring up Rady. They really didn't do anything to the offense. They bring in Josh Palmer. That's kind of about it. And Palmer really has just never become a factor on this offense. 2 for 21 tonight. One of those winds up being the hook and ladder play. Khalil Shakir tonight, 8 for 110. The screen game there is just kind of a joke at this point. It'd be more funny if it wasn't as tragic as it is. They have got to, I think, go back to the drawing board in a number of ways here. They've got the most important position figured out, but how many more years are you going to have that guy, Josh Allen, playing at this level? The way he plays, I don't think it's to, 38 to 40 years old. I just don't. I think he's a guy that plays at a high level from like 35 to 36, and then it's a very aggressive decline for him. We will see what they do. I don't imagine we have in-season firings, especially not a general manager. I don't think that's going to happen. And to be fair, looking at the hockey team, I wonder how much the owner actually has an appetite to fire people. I honestly. But they have got to rethink how they do a lot of things organizationally. And at least for, and I've said this for a few weeks now, at least at coordinators, if they are to move off of Joe Brady and Bobby Babich, go outside the organization. Get new and fresh ideas from people that were not involved in the organization. And I do mean that with Brian Daboll as well. I know it really worked when he was here. But to be perfectly honest, I'd like to try something different from other organizations. Because right now, everything feels so stale. And it feels like it's caught up to them. 803-0550, again, the number to call you want to get on this morning's show. Give your thoughts on the Bills' 23-19 loss to the Buffalo Bills. Tomorrow is Football Friday, but following the weekend, Mondays on WGR. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, even when they play on a Thursday, presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe are going to break down and recap the weekend games. They'll take your calls in the morning. Then it's the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Chilton the Bulldog at 3 p.m., featuring Bills' Eric Wood at 4. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, all day Mondays on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Don't worry, though. Tomorrow, Jeremy and Joe bright and early at 6 are also going to break this down as well, because it is a damning loss for this group. It really, really is. And I think for many people, it is just solidifying a feeling this year. It definitely is for me, of just this is not the year. And it's frustrating because it feels like we are getting to that point all the time. I mean, for many of us, it's waiting until January to get our hearts broken. Now it's, before Thanksgiving. It feels like the writing's on the wall. 803-0550, again, the number to call. Let's go to Eric next. Eric, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm a 52-year fan. I started rooting for the Bills in 72. And been some ups and downs, but super, super frustrated right now. I'd just like to start with the head coach. A lot of people were defending him, earlier in the evening. Listen, these are his coordinators. So If the problem is with the coordinators, that's got to fall on him. I'm starting to feel as if maybe he's lost the locker room, because you're just the fundamentals are poor right now. The penalties that we commit, it seems like we're just, turning the ball over, all that stuff, which is what one of the things that I thought was a positive of the coach. He definitely, as far as his game management or clock management and things like that, that didn't really come up tonight. Too bad, although we probably had a chance to kick a field goal at one point, which we chose not to, and then we ended up kicking another field goal a little later, and that could have played into it. But I feel like I'm starting to feel a little hopeless about the current situation, and like you said, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of moves we make, and if we're willing to fire somebody, and if it's not going to be McDermott, then it should be the coordinators. But I'm starting to lose a little faith here. On another note, I'd almost like to see Josh. Maybe we need to hear his voice. He has to be frustrated.
Eric, did you see the clip? I mean, I think it was after the fourth down fail. Yeah. I mean, he is on the bench, you know, screaming. I know a lot of people want to see that because I've heard from a lot of fans that just they almost are worried that when the drive fails, he goes to the bench and seemingly sits by himself. I mean, that's a lot more emotion than we're normally used to seeing from him.
Yeah, he's asking, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? So, and he comes on in his post-conference and he says all the right things. I got to be better. I got to be better. I'd like to hear him say, this ain't working, you know? And maybe ownership listens to him. Like, we got to make some changes because this, you know? And he's been the model citizen. He's absolutely been the model citizen. He says, you know, he gives praise to his teammates when they do well or when the team wins. He never takes credit. But I'd love to hear him voice his opinion a little louder. But now one last thing, if I could. When's the last time that we've won a game when we had the ball, last drive, a touchdown wins the game? We mm-hmm. win. We often win big. We score plenty of points. But the last time we've been able to drive down the field and win a game when a touchdown wins it, and this has been in the playoffs and in big regular season games, I'm starting to lose trust in that. And I can tell it's a gut feeling. Even tonight, as that's starting to play out, I'm not feeling too good about it. And this was another case, and I hate to be critical of Josh, but Knox was wide open. Knox was wide open on that last play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eric, I fully understand what you're saying, man. Thanks for the call. That has been a growing concern. I think quietly for me, I know Bulldog has been big on this with Shopin the Bulldog of, hey, I need more on the offense. I've had chances here the last two seasons to score and go up late, and we failed. You know, Allen is winless in overtime. He has never won a game in overtime. I love Allen. I think that is fair to bring up, though, that in these high-leverage moments, go and get points. I think it's fair to maybe have a feeling of, I actually don't fully believe we'll go out and score. Look how that drive goes. It takes a hook and ladder on, 4th and 27 to keep that baby going. He takes another bad sack. It never gets off the ground. You bring up some of the penalties as well. Deion Dawkins on a 4th and 1, false start, 4th and 5. I mean, if that false start doesn't happen, do they maybe just run tush, push, take a timeout after they get the first down? Probably. It's a good chance. I don't know if McDermott's losing the locker room. I always get leery of that. They're not having anyone, you know, demanding change, and I know you brought up that maybe you want to hear Allen start to say that. I will be stunned and floored the day he does that. I'm not saying he'll never do it. I'll just be stunned and floored. He is the perfect soldier. For good and for bad, he is the perfect soldier. He will never say anything bad. He will take it out on the chin. He'll blame himself first. And in many of these losses, he does deserve some of the blame. 2 picks, 8 sacks, that's not good. But I think we are getting to the point. There's got to be some changes coming. I have to imagine, just because of where they're at now, they've been there and done this. They have fired coordinators before. And the luster on Joe Brady right now has got to be at an all-time low. I don't think he's Bobby Slowick from last year for Houston. But maybe it's not that far off. The offense does not look good. It is so up and down. It is Jekyll and Hyde. But I also do think it's a talent issue. I don't want to always just go blame the coaches. I do think there is a talent issue here. Tyrell Shavers was a great story last week. He didn't have a single target tonight. Keon Coleman. Talked about that. Even the offensive line tonight. Bit of a disaster. There is, I think, a talent issue that has been building for the Bills. Misses in free agency. Misses in the draft. You have an all-world quarterback. He will make up a lot of that, but he will not make up everything. 803-0550, the number to call. Brewing Around the League, it is brought to you by Thin Man Brewery and their new Mafia Light, the official beer of the Buffalo football tailgates. Some of the big stories around the league, of course, now for the Houston Texans, they've won three in a row. The likelihood now is they're going to get C.J. Stroud back. The feeling was if this game was on Sunday, he'd have been able to play. Now they've won three in a row. They're out of a playoff spot, but they seemingly are getting hot at the right time. And boy, is that defense everything it was advertised to be. That is a really, really good unit. And if I was a neutral fan, I would have enjoyed watching Houston's pass rush just get all over the field, their corners, and how aggressive they are. As a Bills fan, that made the viewing experience lesser than. Did not love it. And then also something to keep an eye on for this weekend, the loss tonight really takes some of the luster off it, but 1 p.m. on Sunday, Cincinnati taking on New England, and it's starting to look like Joe Burrow is going to be starting for Cincinnati. They won't have Ja'Marr Chase. He's suspended after spitting at Jalen Ramsey, but it's looking like he'll be in. That could have been a huge swing for the Bills. It's why tonight was so important. It was on a short week, a backup quarterback. You go to 8-3. There is a window there. There is a window of opportunity to really get going. And they're not able to get it done. And they never really deserve to get it done throughout the evening. I'm not going to complain if they would have been 8-3 tonight in terms of, hey, you got to win good. But I am being honest. I think a lot of my tone would be sounding nearly identical. Because how much faith do you really have in this group getting it done this year? Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGR Sports Radio 550, Westwood One presents the Bucks at the Rams. Man, the Bucks have had a run here of games. Sunday Night Football on WGR is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case, and by Armor Heat. Do it right, the first time. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. We'll keep taking your calls as well, getting your thoughts on the Bills' 23-19 loss to the Houston Texans. You're listening to WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Fields it at the 2, out to the 10, 15, coming up the middle, 25, bounces off a tackle, spins, and he's out to the 40, cuts it back, 50, he's going to go the distance! Happy birthday, Ray Davis! All the way for a flip into the end zone for a touchdown!
Chris Brown there on the call, Ray Davis, happy birthday. It's a really cool play, though. It's a really cool play, kick return touchdown there. It kind of felt like that was maybe going to jumpstart them, and it never did. And it just never did. That felt like the perfect time they were going to get the ball back to start the second half and maybe double dip and really get on Houston. And now Houston in general is a team that you need to get on them early, and especially when Davis Mills is at quarterback, and they just couldn't. They really just could not get going on offense. It's the Jekyll and Hyde of this Bills team this year. 1 week, they look great, Kansas City, Carolina, if you want to count Tampa in that. And then other weeks, Miami, tonight, Atlanta, they look lost. A lot of it is also happening on the road. And we're looking at a wild card team here. We're looking right now at a team that is going on the road week one of the playoffs. And if it's a team like Baltimore, I don't feel good at all. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones along with here. It's 1:30 in the morning, so I'm not even going to say good afternoon, good night. It's good morning. We're taking your calls on the Bills 23-19 loss to the Houston Texans. When we get connected to our fans, it is powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And to start off this segment, we will go with Steve up next. Steve, how are we doing, man?
We're doing good, Zach.
There we go.
Kind of a seasoned person watching the Bills. I've been around since their inception. Mm-hmm. Been through the real bad years, and I think we got spoiled a little bit with the good fortune that Brady and Bean and McDermott have brought, turned this team around quicker, and that they're playing at this level now. I'm seeing something that people have danced around, in my opinion, and sometimes when you see it and it's not brought up, you're wondering, am I right? Please help me decipher this. For the last year, the games they won have been, not all of them. Last week was similar to this week. A couple of other games, whereas they almost shouldn't have won. And I'm finding that the weak link of all the weak links that are in there is more the offensive line. We talk about that Allen doesn't have enough. He's not throwing downfield very much. In my opinion, he doesn't have enough time for these receivers to run these routes out that long. He's got to get rid of that ball so fast that it's a 5-6 yard, and then these backs are on our receivers that they don't get any yards after carry so quickly, which was especially true last week. And today it was a sieve. I don't think enough people are seeing, you know, I don't think it's Brady. I don't think we need to replace McDermott, in my opinion, being that I've been through what I have been with, these past coaches, Kate Stevens and that end of it, Chen and so on and so forth. So that's my opinion. I haven't really heard it addressed that people are giving enough validation to the inadequacy of our offensive line. Just they're in the backfield before Cook gets the ball. When Allen drops back, he's running for his life. And how can he have time to throw downfield? Anyway, that's my opinion. I'd like to know if you can kind of guide me in the right direction from your opinion, or am I off mark?
Yeah, Steve, thanks for the call. I think overall the pass blocking, because I think the offensive line has been, for the most part, very good in the run blocking. It's not always perfect. It's never going to be. In the pass blocking, though, it has been a downgrade from last year. There has been a regression there. That's why by week eight or nine, Allen had already passed his sacks taken number from last year. It has been much worse. And tonight really was the perfect example of that, too. It was not a great matchup for the Bills. I'd mentioned this a lot this week on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show of the worst game plan the Bills could maybe have going into this game is if they want to do the exact same thing they did against Tampa Bay. Because I took calls from people who wanted to see that downfield passing game, the same thing, and your bombs away, get on them early. It was never going to happen against this team. You saw, though, that Bills front five get bullied tonight. They were bullied. The Texans were able to get 8 sacks, for the most part just rushing 4. They were able to impose their will. And that has been a problem this year. It's not the worst. They're not the worst offensive line in the world. They're not untalented, but it has been a problem this year. I think Allen has played a big part in that problem as well. He is not identifying blitzes correctly. That has been an issue of his. That has really been a problem all year. Run blocking, I think they've been good. Pass blocking, it has been a problem. And then you also add in the fact, too, receivers downfield are not often getting open. I do think that is both a talent and a Brady issue. It is a horrible marriage that should have never happened. The family members needed to step in, and they did not. The wide receivers and the concepts Brady's coming up with in the passing game are just not a good mix. It is oil and water, it feels like, at times. And it's just this team as well, the Jekyll and Hyde thing. One game they look awesome, and they can kind of pass all over, and the next they kind of can't. And I'm also at a point now, I don't trust their passing game at all. You know, for a little while, we could go back to Baltimore in the fourth quarter and go, man, look how good they were. I think that's more to do with Baltimore and less to do with the Bills. Even Tampa Bay, it's broken plays and a beat-up, injured secondary that they finally could take advantage of, because there was a few games this year against a few teams that the Bills should have been able to pass much more than they were able to. Tampa and Baltimore, kind of the two games they were really able to do that. Outside of that, it's been a struggle this year. Allen has had to force a lot of things. He has looked very frustrated for much of this year. The offense is going to be part of, I think, what is going to have to be another big retool through the draft, through free agency. I don't think it's going to be a complete rebuild. I don't think it needs to be. They have a lot of injuries on defense. I'd like to see what this defensive line looks like with Hoyt and Ed Oliver healthy for 75% of the year rather than 7 quarters for Hoyt and 3 quarters for Ed Oliver, right? Cole Bishop next year and Max Harrison next year. But linebacker, I think they absolutely have to get better at. We may have conversations on the offensive line as well, both one of their starting guards and their starting center are up this year. And then, of course, the wide receiver room, because boy, oh boy, does that need to be reworked and rethought of completely. Because I've been saying this the last probably over a month now, the everyone eats thing is garbage. And I think it's a gaslighting attempt maybe at the team or the fans or whoever. Good teams, everybody eats. That's the whole point. They're really good teams full of talent, and the talent justifies the targets they get. The Bills right now, no one is justifying the targets they get outside of every now and then Khalil Shakir or Dalton Kincaid. James Cook is the only guy that is constantly feasting, and it has worked. He has been worth every penny. But that is true in part because past him, there was really no skill position player that is stepping up. 803-0550, the number two call. Matt is up next. Matt, how are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, my concern is it starts with the top, with the office, the front office. And it's concerning when you spend your off season. We tried to address this defense. The issues with the defense, of course, is in the past. Mm-hmm. Not getting off the field on third down, especially Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, Joe Burrow, et cetera. So you spend the offseason, you address what you think you're addressing those needs, you invest into that defense heavily, into the people like also Russo, Joey Bosa, obviously Hoyt, and your defense ends up, the concerning thing is it ends up being worse than ever. Obviously, we know that Hoyt had, again, seven good quarters, but the injury issues have been a problem. And the fact of the matter is, you've had bad draft picks too as well on top of it, or guys that are just susceptible to injury. Now, Harrison seems like he's got the ability and potential, but he's a little guy. And, I mean, even if he's not, even if he's willing to stick his nose in with giving up the size he's giving up, you're going to have to expect him to sustain the injuries he may sustain. It's just not being able to balance out. Good teams seem to be able to balance out addressing their issues of offense and defense deficiencies and managing the salary cap, and being just not able to do that, it seems like. With the offense, I agree with the previous caller about the offensive line. It is an issue. And I will step forward and say one thing about running. They're not good on short yardage running. Two plays to get a first down and you can't. Again, I'm not taking anything away from Houston. That is a great defense, but that's also a problem that this offense has never matched up against top five defenses. So I just think that that's the issue going forward. And I think we're playoffs. I think we're in a rebuilding mode. It's a shame with the quarterback that we have the talent with that quarterback, but we don't have the people to surround him with, the pieces to surround him with to get to that next level. So I'm going to hang up and listen. Thank you.
Matt, thanks for the call, man. Yeah, you bring up the cap situation too, and that's another thing I know that many fans get frustrated at is we maybe don't have a ton of talent. Why are we so cap struck? It's such a fair criticism, and it goes back to those guys that earn those second contracts and then not living up to the extensions they got. It's also some of these older guys that are, their ages have hit hard. Taron Johnson, Matt Milano, the injuries have played a big role into it. The run defense, though, it's inexcusable how bad the run defense is. And it has put such a strain on them. I think what's also almost inexcusable is the second half adjustments. Atlanta was the same thing, where the first half is a true, honest-to-God tire fire. Second half, it's so much better. Today, they give up 3 points to the Texans. I think they gave up the exact same against Atlanta. And yet, they can't come away with wins. The offense is not good enough. I think it's an overall talent issue, and they're going to have to address it to the best they can in the offseason. You have an all-world quarterback, so it doesn't all need to be perfect. But, man, I think they've got a lot of issues on this team, namely linebacker, wide receiver. I think you can add nickel corner in there. Those are probably your top three, because I'm bringing up Taron Johnson. Those are probably your top three. Offensive line, you may, because of center and guard reaching term here. It's going to be a curious offseason. And, yeah, they're going to be a playoff team. I fully believe that. I think they're, again, like 87% to make the playoffs. But at their current juncture, it feels like it's going to be an early exit for them. 803-0550, the number to call. We're going to take quick time out. We're going to go back to the locker room, both head coach Sean McDermott and Bills quarterback Josh Allen, when we come back. You're listening to the Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show with Zach Jones, and this is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Zach Jones along with you. Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram, your home field advantage for trusted service and unbeatable prices. We'll go now to the locker room, and when we do that, sound from the locker room is brought to you by Rama Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. First up, Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Okay, not the result we were looking for. I am proud of the players, the way they battled, had some guys go down. Guys gave it all they had, and we came up short. Things you can't do against a good football team and a good defense overall. Let's just start field position-wise. We beat ourselves from a field position standpoint, some costly penalties, the turnovers, three turnovers. Just look at it overall, and we weren't playing enough complimentary football, and we still had a chance to win at the end of the game, but plenty of things we need to work on, so time's yours.
Sean, offensively, obviously the pass rush was great, but they were doing it with four. Is that a little bit of a concern that they were able to get that much pressure with four?
Well, that's how they've built it, and that's what you want to be able to do. We've talked about that a lot, right? I think they had 12 hits on Josh, 8 sacks. It's not a healthy formula right there.
This was the least amount of pressure applied to Texans quarterback this season. Why was it so hard to generate anything for you guys on that side of the ball?
Well, they were doing a good job of staying on schedule at times, getting the ball out of his hand. They do a good job with that. We knew that coming in. Mills throws the ball quickly, and we knew we were going to have to get our hands up to affect him. Thought the effort in the second half by the defense was outstanding. Gave us a chance to win, but the drive before half, the big play, the chunk right there, we got to be better. That was an important drive right there. So overall, we go back to work and continue to push forward here.
On the fourth down play, when you went with Cook, Josh said that he felt the play was late coming in and maybe he should have called timeout. Is that the way you saw what happened on that play?
Yeah, I'm usually listening to Joe. In terms of, hey, do we need one, do we not? I didn't hear that at that point. I'll talk to Josh and follow up. That's how it went down.
John, I know injuries are part of the game, but at some point are you throwing your arms up? Just like, when is it ever going to end, especially from the defense?
Yeah, can't do that. I respect your question, Sal. Can't do that, right? We got to stay in this thing, man. We grind, and we grind it out, and that's what you do. You compete. You sign up. This is what you do. No matter you have no injuries or you have the injuries that we have. I do appreciate, again, like I've said before, guys stepping in tonight. Shaq went in there. Other guys were going down. Some came back. Some didn't. Max, did not come back. But like I said, the effort, the will that the guys have, I don't question that one bit. I don't.
That's what I didn't mean. You throw it up because you get quick. I mean, it's like, is it ever going to end? Is what I meant.
Yeah, good question. Good question. No, but we fight. That's what we do. We fight. We battle. And we push forward.
I know you pride yourself on being the more physical team. Did they beat you to that tonight? Were they the more physical team?
Well, when they hit their quarterback 12 times, you know, that's I don't like that. I don't like that stat at all. And it's not a healthy way to play or a healthy way to keep our quarterback healthy through the remainder of the season. So that's just not a good formula right there.
Sean Khalil had a slow start and then the fumble, obviously, but was able to bounce back and make some big plays. Just how do you evaluate his night overall?
Yeah, he's a heck of a football player. Big part of our team. Made some big plays for us as well. Obviously, he'll want that play back. He's usually sure-handed, and in particular when he's carrying the ball. So I don't know who it was that came in there. It was an underneath cover guy and played with, you know, what we call violence and violent hands and violent arms, and made a good play on the ball right there on the tackle.
Sean, the decision to have Keon inactive, was there anything new context-wise for that? Or
anything new, did you ask?
Anything new?
Nothing new. No, we're just taking it one day at a time right now. Thought he had a better week, and we moved forward one day at a time.
Just to clarify, is this an extension of the discipline that you gave to him on the
first game? It was a short week, so we had basically 2.5 days, and you got a game plan and all those types of things. So, but it wasn't that it wasn't thought about. It was, just like anything else. But just felt like we went with the guys that you know, like we always do, try and do, unless the situation comes up like it did. Go with the guys that give us the best chance every week.
Just one last thing. Offensively, as you're trying to figure things out, and you talked about this going into the game, that is a really good defense. But did it feel like at times that maybe on offense it was a little bit too predictable?
Well, again, when you're not winning first down and you get into second down and long, that's what becomes predictable. And then their D-line pins their ears back and they go. And they're built that way for a reason. So it's and then that's where the hits come. Second down and long, third, that turns into third down and long. And again, that's the formula, the unhealthy formula I'm talking about. And Josh takes too many hits, and so we've got to figure that piece out. And I believe in our offensive staff. I believe in our coaching staff overall. I thought the adjustments on the defensive side were really good tonight, going into the second half. I'm talking about and. Kept us in the game, but again, not enough field position. Like I said, penalties on special teams. So we just overall to have those things come up, that combination of areas, and then still have a chance to win the game says a lot about the effort that the players gave tonight.
I know he didn't come back. Is Maxwell Harrison in concussion protocol?
As far as I know, he is. I've not heard that directly from the trainer, though. I just know he was held out of the game. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
That was Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Now we go back to the locker room. Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
I'm okay.
What happened there early in the game? You came, well, I mean, you're down on the field. You're obviously in pain. Can you tell us what happened there?
Just left shoulder, landed on it, and went a little numb on me. We're good.
Houston's defense, particularly the guys in the edge in the pass rush, was what were they doing to be so disruptive today with you and the offensive line?
I'll have to watch it on film. I feel like they were doing a few different stunts. You know, they had a good plan, and we gotta play better.
Did they show you something different, Josh, than what was on film? Did they surprise you with something?
Not necessarily. They wanted it today, you know, and we had a chance to win it there at the end and got to find a way.
What did you see on the final play?
Final play, looking like man, just dropping back and just trying to get it to one of our open guys.
On the fourth down play, it appeared on the sidelines on the TV broadcast that you might have been saying, what are we doing on that play? Was there some miscommunication, or were you just not happy with the play? Or,
Just frustration on my part. You know, just yeah, in a situation like that, probably should have just banged a timeout. We got the play in late. Didn't give ourselves a chance there.
How difficult is it to deal with that pass rush, obviously taking all those hits? Can you even put into words how it is to get through a game like that? Most sacks of your career.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better with throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting us play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
Do you think you could use the flat more, throwing the ball, dumping it off like you did to, I think it was 22, 26, and you took off and was able to tie Johnson on a short. Do you think they could have went more on those flat passes? Listen, on the blitz all out?
I mean, it's hindsight's 20/20. Ultimately, we got to execute, and we didn't do a good enough job of that tonight. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, we got to put our head down and find a way there. And on the field, we didn't. That's what it comes down to.
With, like you say, finding a way, but you had so many injuries happening on both sides of the ball. How is it to deal with that as it's happening during the game, and to, like you say, stay focused when kind of everything seems at some point, even the ref got hurt, everything's kind of falling apart?
Yeah, again, had a chance to win it there at the end, so that we did a good job of staying in it. Defense bailed us out at times, and again, we drive in the ball on that last drive, and we gotta find a way to get in. We didn't.
What happened on the first interception?
First interception. Honestly, he made a really good play. Zero was kind of pushing to the flat, and I saw Elijah for a split second was open. I can try to put the ball a little bit higher. That was just one. I feel like he made a really good play.
With the pressure they were causing, I mean, what was it like for you at the line before the snap? Just in terms, coming into the game, you said they didn't do a lot of anything exotic, but just in terms of projections and checks, what was the challenge like with just facing that group?
It's a good unit. It's really, statistically, I think they're the tops in basically everything that you can be, the tops in, and they showed that tonight. That's a really good football team.
That was Bills quarterback Josh Allen. And again, audio from the locker room. It is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Tomorrow is Football Friday, but Mondays on WGR, it is Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe going to recap the weekend games and take your calls in the morning. Then it's the X Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Show and Bulldog at 3 p.m. featuring former Buffalo Bill Eric Wood at 4. Buffalo Bills Football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. But before Monday, Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGR Sports Radio 550, Westwood One presents the Bucks at the Rams. Sunday Night Football on WGR is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy Case and buy Armor Heat. Do it right the first time. That's going to do it for me tonight. The Bills do again fall to the Houston Texans 23-19 and now sit at 7-4 on the season. Next, they are in action in 10 days at Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Have a wonderful rest of your night, everyone. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.